The Electric Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's that pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 167 business-managed electric companies with Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, and starring Nelson Eddy.
You have dreams. If you act, they will come true. To turn your dreams to a fact, it's up to you. If you have a soul and a spirit, never fear it, you'll see it through. Thoughts can inspire all the hearts with their fire, for the strong obey when a strong man shows them the way. Give me some men who are stout-hearted men who will fight for the right they adore. Start me with 10 who are stout-hearted men, and I'll soon give you 10,000 more. Shoulder to shoulder, and bolder, they grow as they go to the fore. And there's nothing in the world can halt or mar a plan. When stout-hearted men can stick together, man to man.
This is Nelson Eddy and Company greeting you once again. Our opening song, Stout-Hearted Men, was a tribute to nearly 2 million lads all over the country, the Boy Scouts of America. This afternoon, our troupe on the Electric Hour includes Robert Armbruster, Frank Graham, ventriloquist Shelley Dinsdale, and our little doll, Judy Splinters.
Hello. Especially if you're a Boy Scout, hello.
You like Scouts, I gather.
Uh-huh. And the ones I gather, I like even better.
Yeah, well, if you like Scouts, Judy, you just wait a while.
What? Frank, I like him right now.
Well, Frank is talking about our special guest, Judy. Two Boy Scouts.
Am I going to meet them?
You certainly are going to meet them.
Oh, Shirley, do I look all right? How do I look? Is my hair all right?
Yes, Judy.
Is my face on straight?
Yes, Judy.
Gee, but I look lovely. Oh, I hope I get this. I hope the Scouts like me.
Oh, they will like you, Judy.
And you'll meet them a little later in the program.
At the moment, Nelson Eddy's going to sing for us.
And the song, Nelson? That's a balalaika.
From that famous motion picture?
The same, with an accompaniment by Robert Armbruster and the orchestra.
When the melancholy shadows fall, my heart is melancholy too. Then I hear the balalaika's call, and life is gay and bright and new. At the balalaika's call, out in the sparkling wine, and mellow music in the candle's shine. I have a rendezvous at the Balalaika. Who knows what ecstasy tonight may bring, what lovely melody my heart may sing before the night is through. Gypsy violin, and when it strikes its strangely tender song, I know that I belong at the Balalaika. Oh, let me linger there till break of day. Young and Balalaika's play, I have a
Bob, ever go tobogganing?
You mean like where you get on a bobsled at the top of a hill and... Man, I can just feel the snow flying in my face, the cold air whipping my curly locks, the broken tooth at the end of the ride. Ah, yeah, it's real fun, Frank. You really come down.
And it's been the same way, ladies and gentlemen, with the price of your household electricity. A downward sweep through the years. In fact, if you're an average family, you're getting about twice the electricity you got 15 years ago... for about the same money. Certainly that's good news to hear in wartime, when the cost of most other necessities has ballooned upwards. But good management has kept the cost of your home electricity down. The men and women of the electric companies, like those which sponsor this program, have worked hard to help bring this about. Their business experience, engineering skill, and sound policies have made your household electricity cheaper than it's ever been before. Not many years ago, a motion picture called The Gay Divorcee was creating something of a stir all over the country. People everywhere were dancing to one of the hit tunes from that production, and Robert Armbruster and the orchestra play it for us now. The Continental. Thank you.
Very nice, Bob. Very continental, very nice to listen to. And now, I'd like to do something for the Sea Scouts of America.
Well, Nelson, I thought we were saluting the Boy Scouts.
We are, Frank. The Sea Scouts, together with the Air Scouts and the Scout Explorers, make up the senior branch of American Scouting. Well, I thought I ought to sing this sailor song because of Shirley Dinsdale and a little doll, Judy Splinters. You see, Judy is honorary sponsor of two Sea Scout ships up in Stockton, California.
Ship number 3, the Eagle, and ship number 13, the Albatross.
Swell, Judy. But how come you didn't sponsor Air Scouts or Explorers?
The Sea Scouts spoke up first, Frank.
And you know sailors.
Yeah, that we do, Judy. And here's a song about sailors I know you'll like. It's a rollicking description of the joys of the sailor's life.
Sailor's life, the life I trow, he works now late, now early, now up, now down, now to and fro. What then? He takes it cheerily. When perils gather round, all sense of danger's drowned, we despise it to a man. We sing a little and laugh a little and work a little and play a little and fiddle a little and put it a little as bravely as we can. If howling winds and roaring seas give proof of coming danger, we view the storm but rest at ease, for fear to jack a stranger. When perils gather round, all sense of danger's drowned, we despise it, poor man. We sing a little and laugh a little and work a little and play a little and fiddle a little and put it a little as bravely as we can. Think not that our life is hard, though storms at sea he'll treat us. For coming home's a sweet reward, when wives and sweethearts greet us. When perils gather round, all sense of danger's drowned, we despise it to a man. We sing a little and laugh a little and work a little and play a little and fiddle a little and put it a little as bravely as we can. We sing a little and laugh a little and work a little and play a little and fiddle a little and put it a little as bravely as we can. As bravely as we can. As bravely as we can.
To continue our program in honor of the 35th anniversary of the Boy Scouts of America, I'd like to introduce today's guests on the Electric Hour, two scouts from Troop 156 of Los Angeles. First, here is Scout Bob Wheeler of the Flaming Arrow Patrol.
How do you do?
And Scout Bob Andrews of the Gremlin Patrol.
Hello.
Both of you named Bob? We're going to get a little confused around here.
Well, you can call me Andy.
Call me Judy.
Boys, this is Shirley Dinsdale and little Judy Splinters.
Hello. How old are you?
What was that? How old are you, Bob?
You want to know too, Shirley? I can find out for myself.
We're both 14.
You look awfully nice in your uniforms. What's that?
Oh, that's a scout knife.
A knife? Don't get it near my head.
Well, I can whittle like anything with it.
Take it away, Shirley. They can take it away. Haven't you any other interests, like, girls, maybe?
Girls?
Nah, we've no time for girls. They talk all the time.
Andy, a scout is courteous.
I know, Bob, but a scout is truthful, too.
Do you mean girls talk all the time, like me?
Well, sorta.
I told you not to be such a chatterbox, Judy.
Oh, of all things, I try to make a good impression and she talks me out of it.
Well, that's enough for now. Let the boys do some talking.
I get it. Shall we join the ladies?
Well, man, let's get down to business.
All right, Bob, let's tell our listeners something about the Scouts. I know you've been very active in supporting the war effort, working as messengers, selling war bonds, collecting scrap metal and paper.
In some places, we've helped pick important food crops. And in England, Boy Scouts were very active in home defense. Some were even killed in the line of duty.
Bob, I understand you Scouts are now emphasizing world organizations.
Yes, we are, Mr. Eddie. This year, our slogan is, Scouts of the World, Brothers Together.
How many Scouts are there in world organizations?
Roughly 3 million, but it's hard to tell right now. Hitler and Mussolini abolished scouting in Germany and Italy, and in all the conquered countries, too.
In many of these countries, the Scouts went underground and helped the resistance movements.
Well, Andy, what are some of the things Scouts everywhere have in common?
There's the Scout hand clasp, the Scout sign, and the uniforms are much the same.
Scouting is open to all races, creeds, and classes. The Scout oath and Scout law are much the same in all countries.
Knowing the aims and ideals of Scouting, I'm sure they're going to play an important part in future world understanding and in the cause of international peace. And now I'd like to ask Scouts Bob Wheeler and Andy Andrews to recite the Scout Oath and the Scout Law. The Scout Law.
A Scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent.
The Scout Oath.
On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, and to obey the Scout Law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight.
Thank you, Scouts Bob Wheeler and Andy Andrews. Say, we understand that the Boy Scouts have no official song of their own. With this in mind, our producer, Charles Herbert, and our writer, Rupert Prey, have written a song especially for you, which we'd like to present at this time. A song with the Scout motto for its title, Be Prepared.
In one cause united, march onward with a song. We sing in praise of freedom, a million voices strong. We're all Scouts together, our banners fly unfurled. We're brothers forever, we're Boy Scouts of the world. Be prepared, be prepared. Let our watchword ring throughout the land. Every day on our way, we will gladly lend a helping hand. We'll be through, follow through, with a will to do when we are dead. And in some and strife our aim for life shall be prepared.
In one cause united, march onward with a song. We sing in praise, of freedom. Lift our voices strong. We're all Scouts together.
Gladly lend a helping hand. We'll be through.
people are asking about this new brownout.
The brownout is a government order, Nelson, prohibiting certain uses of electricity. For example, the use of lighting in outdoor advertising and show windows. It also asks the American people to conserve electricity in other ways, wherever possible. Went into effect February 1st.
Well, what do we do, Frank? How's it work?
The electric companies are cooperating, but in the long run, enforcement depends upon the American people. Every user of electricity, whether for the home or business use, will have to be his own policeman. If this isn't done voluntarily, the Office of War Utilities warns that stronger measures may be used.
But, Frank, there's no actual shortage of electricity, is there?
No, Nelson, there's no shortage of electric generating capacity. This government order is intended to save coal and other fuels which are essential in making electricity. It's estimated that the savings may help the war effort by as much as 2 million tons of coal a year. Because of more efficient engineering, the electric companies now obtain much more power from a pound of coal than was possible in the last war, which, incidentally, is one reason why your electricity is so cheap. But to conserve coal in this present emergency, let's all conserve electricity wherever we can.
Now one of the best-known songs in all the world. Heard in churches everywhere, it's usually thought of as a sacred song. But it was originally written as an aria to the opera Xerxes, and it was dedicated to the shade of a tree. Ombra Mai Fu, or Handel's Largo.
Nelson Eddy will be back in just a moment. Your hosts for the Electric Hour in New York City are the Consolidated Edison System Companies. We join with 167 other business-managed, tax-paying, self-supporting electric companies throughout the nation to bring you this friendly music and these friendly talks about the electric business and what business enterprises can do to build an even greater America. By the way, don't waste electricity just because it's cheap and not rationed.
Nelson Eddy again, with a reminder that paper is needed now for a vital, high-priority war job. Paper plays an important part in the manufacture of bombs, signal corps radio sets, and in shipping thousands of items overseas. It's everyone's wartime duty to save waste paper and to turn it in during your local paper drive. Next week, Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, Ben Philiquist, Shirley Dinsdale, Judy Splinters, Frank Graham, and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. Our special guests will be Bob Nolan and the Sons of the Pioneers and the King of the Cowboys, Roy Rogers. Until next Sunday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you.
The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood and is transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.